Here's a thought about ideas that go nowhere. Sometimes photographic project ideas just come rushing at me with such momentum that their completion is inevitable and oftentimes even accomplished fairly quickly. It's not uncommon for me to be able to put together an entire photographic project from idea to finished thing in a couple of days, a few days. Other times, and this is much more frequent, I'll find that I have an idea that just doesn't seem to go anywhere. I like the idea. It's a good idea. I'll even have a title for it. And maybe I'll put together two or three images, but then it just sort of runs out of steam. And I'll notice that a collection that I've set up in Lightroom doesn't get any more images. It just sort of lays there stagnant, sometimes for years. And I used to feel that, well, maybe it wasn't such a good idea after all. And I would be tempted to just delete it because it's not going anywhere. But then a curious thing happened. I noticed that a few of those projects that had languished for a few years, suddenly an idea occurred to me, or I made a photograph that fit the project that I didn't have in my possession at the time that I dreamt up the idea to begin with, or some variation of the idea occurs to me. Somehow something kicks in, and that defunct dead-end idea suddenly now has momentum. And once it gets kick-started, then it seems that those eventually do get finished. And a lot of them I really, really like. And isn't it great that I didn't delete the bad idea when it didn't come rushing at me all at once? In other words, don't discount ideas that occur to you photographically that don't come to fruition quickly. Sometimes the process just takes time to mature, for you to gather enough images, for the idea to ripen, for a variation on the idea to clarify things. The trick, I think, is to figure out a way to capture those ideas and preserve them until they do ripen, if they ever do ripen. And there seem to be several ways to do that. You can keep notes, you can have a three-ring binder, you can do a moleskin. The easiest way for me to do it has always been, because it's image-based, is Lightroom Collections. The minute I have an idea, I give it a title, which may not have longevity. That is to say, the title may dry up and blow away, may get changed several times before I'm ready to complete the project. But I'll give it a title and make a collection and throw some images in there. Sometimes one, sometimes none. It's just an idea, but I have no idea how I'm going to use photography in the idea. But nonetheless, making a collection seems to be the first step, because that way I'm not likely to lose it, which I'm very likely to do if I write it on a piece of paper, or if I try to commit it to memory, or if it goes into a notebook somewhere. Those methods might work perfectly well for you, but for me, it's the Lightroom collection that becomes the repository of my as-yet-unborn projects. The only thing I wish I could do in Lightroom, this would be such a handy feature if they were to build this in, is if I could add a page of notes somehow, or maybe even an audio file, because a lot of times I'll capture ideas on my little MP3 recorder. So far, there's no way to capture those audio notes or text notes in Lightroom, but maybe someday down the road they'll figure out that that might be handy. So instead, I have to keep a separate notebook for that kind of stuff. I do it in Microsoft OneNote. I've talked about that before. But the key is to capture those ideas that go nowhere in a way that allows them to resurface at some point a year or two or five or ten down the road when they sort of are ready to be born. I like to think of it this way. There are no ideas that go nowhere, but there are lots and lots of ideas that take their damn time to get there or that want to hit a seemingly eternal pause button before they gather momentum and can become a completed project. Ideas are a valuable thing, and they should be gathered and treasured because someday they might make an interesting project. They might even be the genesis of your magnum opus. But they won't be any of that if they're forgotten or if you make the mistake of deleting them because they don't race to maturity with immediacy after you come up with the idea. Art making requires a little bit of faith, and I think we would do well to trust our subconscious so that when we think of an idea, even if it's just the little tiny kernel or seed of an idea, that we hang on to it and nurture it, because you never know.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.